Hey, everybody. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here. I see all your posts right here on my computer, so we'll get to Q&A later. So make sure if you have any questions, write them down, think about them, and then put them in later and start it with a Q or some periods so they stand out, because we'll get cranking here and we'll have some great comments coming in. First off, congratulations for being here. I know there's a million other things that you could be doing. Life is so busy, right? Technology, social media, texting, Instagram, Facebook, all these things have given us just the ability to do twice as much or five times as much in the same period of time. And I realize there's 100 other things you could be doing, but you're here with me, with us, with this amazing group right now. And I don't take that for granted. So I am planning on doing my best to over-deliver. Now, those of you that have been a part of our monthly training for months since the beginning, I think this is month 7 or 8. Sorry, my glasses are a little crooked or something. Or maybe my head's crooked. That's what it is. It's been a busy week. My head's crooked. Okay. For those of you who have been with us, thanks for coming back. I appreciate all the comments and the feedback and the love. Believe me, I adore all of it. And those of you that are new, congratulations for being here, for raising your hand, for being a part of it. Some of you I met at the growth event. Some of you I met at Tony Robbins Wealth Mastery. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here. Some of you are my long-term DG family members, been a part of this group for 8, 10, 15 years, some of you. So it's so awesome to have you here. And you know, remember in life, and the topic we're going to talk about today, the group dynamics, the ability to be a part of something bigger than just yourself. I know that life sometimes gets rough. Sometimes the people around us aren't the ones supporting us. Sometimes the people around us are actually the ones bringing us down. So what I intend to do every single month is give you the success tools that can allow you to apply it to real estate if you're one of my real estate students, or apply it to your relationships or your health, or taking your own business that you currently have to another level. I know we've had, you know, 122,000 books alone that we've sold just through Facebook. Thousands of books through Amazon, thousands of books through YouTube, but Facebook alone, the book is on fire and going crazy. And I know all of you aren't in the real estate space. You're looking for the success habits, the skills to take your own business or a new business or a new side hustle you're going to start to another level, right? So I'm excited to have everybody here. And what I've realized is that it doesn't matter if it's real estate. It doesn't matter if you own a pizzeria. It doesn't matter if you want to write a book, if you want to start your own online business, you want to be in the information business. It doesn't really matter what you want. What I've discovered is if you don't have the foundation for success, none of it works. They just keep, like, they're opportunities that are going down the tracks and like a train going away. And you're like, oh, I could have got that one. And then another one comes, like, I think I could do this. Oh, and that goes away. And you don't know why. And then months go by, and sometimes years go by. I don't know about you, but the last 10 years of my life have gone like that. Months seem like weeks now. Years sometimes feel like months. I can't believe it. You ever on your Facebook, like something pops up and says a year ago, and you're like, that was a year ago? So I say that to give you a little urgency to have passion to want to incorporate what I'm sharing with you into your life. Now, I have to tell you, if you say to someone that wants to lose weight, if you want to lose weight, it'd be easier to say, take this pill and you're immediately skinny. But does that usually work, right? The pills don't, when they have those commercials on TV, the diet pill, they don't show you that the person stopped eating sugar, stopped doing soda, stopped eating bread and worked out 30 days in a row every single day with a personal trainer. And then all of a sudden they look great on the camera, right? It's the kind of same thing with making money. People want to sell you the magic money machine that you buy something and put it on your computer and you hit a few buttons and cash just pours out like crazy. But that's kind of like the diet pill. Well, what I share with you, what you learn every month here, and those of you who have been with me for all these years know, I'm not giving you the diet. I'm not giving you the magic money machine. I love giving you the tools to make money through real estate, through doing your own thing. All those things I give to you. But if you don't actually have the foundation for success, it's like the weight loss plan that you think if you take one pill, you'll be skinny. It's like saying, I'll push one key and be rich. So maybe this isn't as sexy. Maybe these are things that you have to implement slowly, but that's okay. Remember, Bill Gates, Tony Robbins says it a lot, but I love the statement from Bill Gates where he says, we all overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in 5. How great, again, 5 years goes like that. How great would it be to look back in a year, 3 years, 5 years, and your life be exactly where you want it? in all areas. And I just want to tell you from experience, it's possible. And not only my own experience, maybe I'm lucky, right? But I've been blessed and witnessed to watch so many transformations. I'm the luckiest guy alive. I mean, literally, I fixed cars as a kid. I was dirty every single day. And to be in a place where I'm obsessed on gaining wisdom, capabilities, direction, confidence, and the tools that can take you to the life to the next level. And I have a unique ability to be able to share that in a way where people get it and they implement it in their lives. And I get to write books and do events with my buddies like Tony Robbins and Richard Branson and all. I mean, how lucky am I? But nothing is more gratifying to me than watching your transformation. So that's my goal. That's why we're here. For those of you who've been with me for years, you know that that's my desire. For those of you who are just joining me, I wanted to take a moment and get you ready. And what I would suggest that you do now is make sure you're not looking at your phone, not looking at social media, not answering, like try to focus. If you're at work sneaking this in, totally get it, but do your best. And for those of you who aren't watching live, I mean, we have hundreds, one of the biggest ones we've ever had. We have hundreds and hundreds of you online right now. Awesome. I know this time of day, some of you around the world, it's in the middle of the night. Some of you are at work. And if you can't watch it live, if you're watching the replay, that's just as good. It's new to you, right? So take it, digest it, and know that I don't just come up with a topic just because I'm bored. Every topic that I share with you comes from years of experience and looking back what allowed me to overcome the obstacles, allowed me to keep pushing forward, gave me the drive, gave me the enthusiasm, gave me the power, didn't listen to the naysayers. What allowed me to keep going? And then I bump that up against my most successful friends and people I'm blessed to meet. And when I find these definitive habits, these definitive rules, it's really just the rules of success, that's when I break it down and share with you. And I have 2 pages of notes thinking about you guys for the last 2 days on how I'm going to deliver this. And today, we are going to talk about networking. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about what Brian Tracy calls the most powerful law of human nature, and that's reciprocity. And we're going to show you how that leads to better relationships, people to say yes, persuasion without persuading, and how to negotiate and win. So I wanted to put this in a really great flow and a format. And please, later, guys, I see Liberio, Marie, Edward, Mary, Dora, Keith, Wendy, Albie, Mary, Joseph. Great to have all you guys here and everybody else that's commenting. I see them. I promise you, I'll try not to be distracted. Feel free to send comments if you like it. If you think I'm going in the wrong direction, steer me back, whatever you think. But towards the end, we will get to your questions. Just put a Q we'll end your question and we'll try to get to them all. So here we go. You ready? Let's talk about what's that? Oh, microphone fell. Okay. It's all right. See, you can tell we're live, right? Thanks, Mike. Okay. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Oh, Albie, appreciate you, man. Okay, here we go. Networking, relationships, negotiating, reciprocity. I'm going to start with reciprocity. It is the foundation. It is, as Brian Tracy says, I want to give him credit for that, it's the most powerful law of human nature. And what the law of reciprocity says, and the wealthiest, most successful, most happy people I know in the entire world understand reciprocity above all. And for most people, not you, because you're here learning, you get it, you wouldn't be on this call right now. For most people, it seems counterintuitive. Most people feel, well, I'll do something for you when you do something for me. Or I'll do something for you if I feel I can get something from you. I believe reciprocity in a different way. I would say the definition of reciprocity really is, not only is it the strongest human nature, reciprocity is if I do something for you, you will feel obligated, it's human nature, to do something back for me. That's reciprocity on the simplest way that I can describe it. But I want to bump it up. I want to show you how it's affected my life. Reciprocity to me is the same thing, but I want to do something for you and not expect something back, because I think there's a bigger play here. I think there's something bigger than us. I believe in God. You could believe in the universe, whatever it is, what God, it doesn't matter. I just believe there's a higher power than us that knows when you do for others without wondering what's going to come back, it comes back. And sometimes it comes back by somebody tapping on your shoulder. You give and give here thinking you're going to get something back, and all of a sudden the deal comes through. Your neighbor wants to sell your house and you make money. The job comes to you without asking for it. The new company falls on your lap. The partner taps you on the shoulder and says, would you like to use my money to invest in real estate? I'm getting goosebumps. I'm not kidding you. Because in my life, I know that I've found a way, and it's counterintuitive. It's the complete opposite of how I was raised. I love my dad dearly. He's a great guy. But my dad was taken advantage of a lot as a kid, the youngest of 12 in an abusive home. Crazy stuff, right? And I became a better human because of that. So I'm sorry he went through it, but it changed in this generation, right? But he got taken advantage of a lot. And my dad brought me up saying, hey, don't do so much. Don't be so kind to people. Don't give so much. They just take advantage. If someone gives you, then give back. Well, if you hold out, then you never get to that point where people come to you and give to you. And all I know is the more I've given, the more that's come back to me, and not necessarily in the same person. So let me go through a couple things here. This is some stuff I studied with Brian Tracy, and I did some research. I have my own. I have a whole page of notes on my life, but I got a couple people that I respect. Robert Cialdini, who wrote the book Influence and book Persuasion. And of course, you know who Brian Tracy is. Brian Tracy says that even compliments are a form of reciprocity. If you say to somebody, oh, you look amazing today, they can't help. Do it today. Test it. If you say, oh my God, you look amazing today, I love those shoes, immediate obligation where people go, oh, I like your hair. I like your shirt. I like the new car you have. We feel obligated. Take it the other way. Something's physical. Take someone to lunch, and when you're done, go, I got lunch today. It's on me. People, they feel obligated. People will say, oh, you know what? Next time we have lunch, it's on me. Right? You send somebody a Christmas card, like, ah, you feel obligated. Do you ever get a Christmas card or a birthday card from someone who's not on your list to send? You're like, oh my God, I got to put them on the list. Or you get a birthday or a Christmas present last minute. You're like, oh my God, they sent me a present. Hurry up, call your assistant, call your friend, call your wife, call your husband, or just run to the store and go, I got to get a present really quick. We are built that way. We are built internally. It's our nature. Or is everybody like that? No. But are the majority of people? Absolutely. We give, and that person feels obligated to give back. We have this deep desire. This is Brian Tracy. We have a deep desire to feel even. We don't want anybody to have one up on us. But the reverse is also true. So remember that. The reverse is also true. If we don't do and we expect something back, we set ourselves up for failure. Now, I'm going to get back. I want to share a couple cool things from Robert Cialdini. He's pretty awesome. If you never read the book Influence, read it. But I want to tell you a couple stories. First, I want to tell you about Richard Branson. So I get to have, if you've ever seen any of my stuff, Richard Branson has a cool quote that he says about me. If you don't know who he is, he owns all the Virgin, Convergent Atlantic, Virgin Airlines, Virgin Records, Virgin Mobile, multi-billionaire, you know, one of the top 500, top probably 100 richest people in the world. And I get to have a Richard Branson on camera saying, Dean's the type of entrepreneur that makes the world a better place. And he wrote quotes for me, and I got to, he invited me to go spend a week on his island, Necker Island in the British Virgin Islands. I mean, a week on an island that cost like $100,000 a night to be there. I got to go there for nothing and spend it with him, sailed around the island, got to know him, and invited me back the next year. I went back the next year, had the most amazing time. Food every, I mean, listen, I grew up, I lived in a trailer park. I lived in a bathroom with my dad when I was a kid, and then to be on Necker Island with a billionaire, just, like, you know, we had sushi in the pool, and they like floated a boat filled with sushi. And you're just like, imagine being in the pool, the waves crash, and you're on an island with Richard Branson eating sushi, talking about making money in business. It was like, am I really here? What if someone finds out? They're just like, could you leave, sir? You know, you're not smart enough to be in that pool, right? So I say that, and it's all cool, and I get to use his endorsement. But how did I get a relationship with Richard Branson? I'm nowhere near worth what he's worth. I don't run in the same crowds he does. Reciprocity. Richard Branson is obsessed with his charity, arm called Virgin Unite. And me and my dear friend Joe Polish, I'm going to talk about him in a minute too, realized how passionate he was for Virgin Unite. And we went out before we asked anything of him, before we asked, if we do this, what do we get? We didn't ask any of that. You know what we did? We went out and raised $1 million for his charity with dear friends of ours. Now, That's a lot of money. I realize that. We hit up very wealthy people who donated $50,000 each. I'm just using this as an example. You don't have to raise $1 million. I'll tell you some other stories that cost me nothing. But we went out and raised $1 million for Virgin Unite. The cool thing about Virgin Unite is 100% of the money that you donate goes to the people who need it. He pays all the bills in the company. We did that. We started the reciprocity by delivering, didn't know what we'd get back. And in return, my buddy Joe Polish and Richard became great friends. We went to Necker Island twice. We got endorsements. And he's someone who's in my email and my phone now. You know, that's not the only story. Richard Branson was someone I always wanted to meet. But if you would have asked me 17 years ago, 17 years ago, 15 years ago, if you could meet anyone in the world, anyone, who would you like to meet? And the answer to that would have been Tony Robbins. When I was already in business, I was already generating millions of dollars, already successful, starting from nothing, but I listened to his tapes and audios to get the Ultimate Edge course. You got a lot of you listening right now probably listened to it. It changed my life, changed the way I was thinking. And I just adored that guy for doing it for me. And years went by, and 5 or 6 years ago, a mutual friend introduced us. We became best buds. We've been talking ever since. Like, literally, we talk every single week. We just got done golfing and dinner and hanging out for a couple days. I truly adore the guy. He's an incredible man. Changing the world, and he has such momentum right now, and he's blessed. He deserves it because he's helping so many people. But Tony and I met, and as soon as we met, I realized something in his company. When you, this is silly, it seems silly, but I realized that when you'd go to like a UPW or a date with Destiny, if you've ever been to any of Tony's events, oh my God, you're jacked out of your mind, you're on fire, you're like, you could breathe fire, you could walk across water, and then you get home and you want to keep that buzz, but it slowly starts fading away. And then you're searching online for Tony videos or you know, anybody, other you know, personal growth people to feed it, right? So I told Tony, I went to your event, and I realized that after your event, it would be great to get some follow-up stuff from your team and from you to keep like the buzz going. And he said, God, that's a great idea. So what I went ahead and did is I wrote all the emails. I laid it out. I even recorded videos of how I would do it in like Tony's voice. Now I can't be Tony. That's funny. But I went and created, I spent hours and hours and created all that. And I called him one day. I told him, hey, I had something for your team. I got on the phone with his team. He set up a Skype call. I was with his top 10 team and I just gave them everything. And I spent a half a day working with him. And I got done. He's like, dude, Tony Robbins literally took a picture of his black card and emailed it to me and said, that will help people so much. It'll be worth millions to me, but even more so the lives it'll affect. Charge me whatever you think for all your time. Of course, I didn't charge him anything, but it built a relationship. I did for Tony. And listen, if Tony did nothing, if he never talked to me again, because he's the busiest freaking guy I know, he's the only guy I know busier than me. If he never talked to me again, I'd be fine. I owed him from the course that he didn't even know touched my life. I feel like he built reciprocity with me by me giving him money for his course back 15, 17 years ago. But I did that with expecting nothing in return. And it built a friendship that's, I consider Tony one of my dearest friends. Now, I'm only telling you this because I'd love for you to think, who could you find an opportunity today to go do something for somebody else? How do you build a relationship? How do you build anchors? How do you build strengths? How do you build connections that take you to another level? You know, every personal growth expert, therapist, anybody in the world of human psychology, of human potential will tell you that you are the average of the five people you hang around. You have two negative people that are broke and miserable and pissed at the world and two that are doing well financially and happy. You're in the middle. That's reality. That's a law, right? So how do you find a better group of people? How do you get people to want to do things for you? And that's what I want you to think of reciprocity. Who today could you do something for that could help? Now, I want to share one more. So that didn't cost me anything with Tony. I want to tell you a relationship I have, a complete opposite side, a gentleman named Sean Terry. Sean Terry is in the real estate space, in the real estate business. I saw him, you know, heard his name a few times. He wanted to get to know me. This guy came to my office and gave me his greatest real estate strategies, what he's doing, how he's making money. It was unbelievable. This guy was just flooding information. When I got done, I said, what can I do for you? He's like, nothing. You've already done for me. Well, I did for him what Tony did for me. He's like, I'm in real estate because of your influence. You opened up a whole world for what we do. And this guy's a badass, for lack of a better word. And now I have a friendship with him. So that's the other. Someone did this to me, and that's one of many stories. But I want to tell you a story of Joe Polish. And then I'm going to get to the whole list of things I want to go down with you. So keep your questions. Keep them coming. Get ready. Albie, I appreciate your... We'll get to questions here in a minute. But I want to tell the story of Joe Polish. Now, this isn't just a one-time reciprocity to lock in a friendship. And then it kind of fades away. It's like going to the gym once and expecting to look good. It's like eating good for a weekend and expecting to be thin, right? It takes a process. But I would say, of all the friends I have, I don't have a better reciprocal relationship than I do with Joe Polish. Now, he's a partner of mine. We have a group called Genius X. It's a $100,000 a year group. We're partners. We sold that out in 7 days. And then we resold out again. We raised it to 20 people, and we sold out again. We'll probably keep it at 20, maybe 25 people. Amazing group of people. I say that because I met Joe about 15 years ago by giving him a check for $25,000 to be in his mastermind called Genius Network, a mastermind group. So we get in there, we start being friends, we understand each other, and I saw the value he was delivering at that group. He put his heart, put his soul into it, and he always went over and above, and I saw what he was giving me. So I went out and I bought him a watch. I saw he never wore a watch. So I bought him a watch. He still wears it to this day. And I gave him the watch. He's like, what's this for? I said, dude, you give so much of you. Thank you. And a couple months later, he did something for me. And he's the one who introduced me to Tony Robbins. Okay, so Joe's introduced me to Tony Robbins, to Bill Clinton, to Richard Branson, to Paula Abdul. I could list pretty much every person I know that's high status. John Paul DeJorio, the creator of Patron Tequila, and Paul Mitchell, multi-billionaire. I mean, the list goes on and on. But it didn't start with, hey, Joe, can you introduce me to these people? I never even asked. It's because I did for him, and he did back, and I did for him, and he did back, and I did for him, did back. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I have a new Tesla sitting outside that I drive. I'm giving it away because it was given to me. I'm giving it away at the Better Life, right? When we get a little more people in the group, I'm going to put it up, and we're going to give the Tesla away. But Joe Polish gave me that Tesla. The sticker on the window was $128,000. Why? Because the 3 months prior to me getting that Tesla, and the year prior to the 3 months, he did a live webcast where he was offering an incredible product. It was a $2,000 course. It was worth $100,000. I mean, I know what it did for my life. Insane. But Joe didn't know how to go live like this and do a live training and then sell a product. There's a process to that, to build value and then sell a product. It's like how you guys might be here doing this live. I love doing live. He never did it before. I said, Joe, let me do the whole thing for you. I helped him write all the emails. I created the sales page, the order page. My team did all the work. We did my camera, my studio. We helped package the product, told them how to do it, how to handle customer service. All the stuff we did, we got here. I sat on camera with him, and I literally said to people, which is true, I'm helping Joe sell this $2,000 course. To me, it's worth millions, literally, for what it did for my life. But I'm helping him sell it, and I'm taking zero money. And I meant it. When we got done, between those, we did over $1 million. So again, I'm talking big numbers. Doesn't matter if it's $100, $1,000, $100,000, million, doesn't matter, right? It's all relevant to all of our lives. There's $1 million in sales, and when Joe tried to pay me, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take a dime. 3 months later, a new Tesla is out in my driveway. That's the definition. And we started low. We started, and we've helped each other make more. I was making 10% of the money, generating 10%, maybe less, 10% of the money that I'm generating now. When I met him, so was he. And as we got more, we helped each other, reciprocation, reciprocation, reciprocation. And each one, you'd feel guilty. I mean, I always joked that he felt guilty, that he, every time he looked at what time it was, he had to think of me, because I bought him that watch. Talk about Joe winning. Every time I get in my car, I think of Joe. Besides the fact he's crazy and he's got these little stickers of his head. They're probably around he's got these little stickers. He gets like a whole booklet of his stickers. And And he sticks them all over my car. He sticks them all over my office. It's a joke. But long story short, I really want you to understand the power of reciprocity. And before I get to some other stuff here, I want to share a couple things that Robert Cialdini, the author of Influence, says. You do someone a favor, they feel like they owe you. People say yes to those they feel they owe. So think about that. People say yes to those they feel they owe. Now, you can guilt people into saying yes. You can try to talk people into saying yes. You can tell people what you'll do for them if they do say yes. Or you can go out and not expect the yes. You're probably going to get it. But not expect the yes and do something special for somebody. So let me ask you right now, who in your life, what person could you do business with that could fund your real estate deals or start your new company or help you write that book or help you get past a marriage issue or help you get some weight off or get in better shape? Who today could you do something nice for? Who today could you write a handwritten letter to and say, I appreciate you? Cost nothing. You could do an email. You could do a stamp. Who today could you send flowers to? Who today could you send chocolates to? Who today could you go do a service for? Who today? Do you know how much this works in relationships? Like, we're going to evolve into relationships here in a moment. But it's so funny, even in relationships, you watch husbands and wives or whoever, your significant other, and you say, wow, I wish she would. I wish he would. If he did this, I would be better. If she did this, I would change my ways. What about stopping that thinking altogether in business, in life, with your family, with your children, with your parents? And what about just doing? What if just you decide to emulate and be the person you want them to be? Reciprocity is really this when you boil it down. You want to become a mirror. Give what you want to receive. Be who you want to have people be to you. As simple as that sounds, no one does it. We're all sitting around waiting for someone else to do it, and then we raise our hand and do. What if you decided to be the doer? Listen, if you're in a relationship that's not great, and you decide for 90 days, I'm going to give all of me. I'm going to be the person I want them to be. I'm going to get flowers when they're not expecting it. Write little notes and put it in their lunch again. I'm going to take care of the house in a way that they need it taken care of. Whatever it is, what if you just did that for 90 days? You know what you would see? You would see someone on the other side start to reflect and emulate who you are. You don't want somebody that lives with you being negative? Then just be absolutely positive on everything they do. Don't judge them. Give them more. All of a sudden, you'll see another version of them. And here's the other thing. If you do it for 90 days and you become and give all of you, then maybe at the end you could decide, we either got to fix this or maybe this isn't the right relationship for me. And I'm talking personal relationship, business relationship, coworker relationship, right? You give all of you. You be the person you want them to be, not expecting anything. But if they don't change, you either have to say, okay, I'm with someone who's never going to change, or maybe I got to make a change in my life or help them in another way or just accept them, right? Make a list. Who can I help today? That's funny. Brian Tracy and Robert Cialdini both said, make a list. Who can I help today? Those people that'll help you. Because most of us have it backwards. That was great. I love both. Most of us have it backwards. We're sitting around waiting for someone to serve. Okay, let's talk about how reciprocity, and that evolves into relationships, into networking, and into negotiating. Okay, I got so many notes here. I want to make sure I get all this. Give more than you take. These are just lines I want to do. Don't keep score. That's another one. As we evolve in relationships, if you decide, so say today you're thinking of, all right, there's three people that I want to try this experiment on that Dean is saying works. And most of you know this, but some of us know it and don't do it. So the way that this feels good is to go in knowing you're not going to keep score. I have to tell you, with Joe Polish, I'm using him as an example. I have great friends everywhere, but I'm using Joe as an example because I explained him to you. There's times where I know I'm doing way more for him. I'll do his live cast. I'll help him with a client. I'll come to his 25K group even when I'm not there, and I'll present and give my heart and soul and share everything. I'll do. And Joe's busy. He's running all over the place, and I'm not keeping score. Some days I'm like, man, I did a whole year of kicking ass for Joe, and all of a sudden he picks up the phone and says, hey, Tony, you got to meet my dear friend, Dean Graziosi. You two are so much alike, you should meet. That was 6 years ago. Tony and I have been best friends ever since. It never would have happened without Joe, right? Joe calls me up and says, hey, Bill Clinton's having dinner at Russell Simmons' house in New York City, and we're invited. You want to come? Sure. On a plane, hanging out with those guys in moments just like that. Joe calls me and says, hey, I think we should raise some money for Richard Branson. I got a connection to him. Let's raise the money first. I think it'll work out good. Okay, Joe. 4 months later, I'm on Necker Island, sailing around the island with Richard Branson. So the thing that'll ruin you is keeping score and expecting it to come back from that person, like I started in the beginning. Do, and I promise you, you'll get a tap on the back when you're least expecting. Forgive others for your own sake. Now, these are just miscellaneous notes that I wanted to share, because this is all part of networking, relationships, reciprocity, taking your business, your life to the next level. So this is all, I'm going to wrap this all around. I've never presented on this before, but I live these principles. I had 2 pages of notes. I live this, and I've learned it from other people, and I've learned it through experience. Some of it's going to seem counterintuitive, but stay with me here. I think I'll be able to loop it all together. Forgive others for your own sake. I threw that in there because so many times you'll do something for somebody. You'll give all of you, and you don't get back what you wanted. Man, I did all that for him. Everything. I gave all of me and got nothing back. If you don't forgive, it's only hurting you. You've heard that before. You're like, oh, Dean, you're a genius. No, but we all have it in us. We do. I had it. I worked a lot. I put a lot. I did the work. I did, as Byron Katie said, I did the work to get rid of anybody that I have to forgive. I had to just let it go because it wasn't hurting anybody but me. And it was holding back from me giving to new people. The last time I gave to my business partner, I gave all of me. And then the company was worth a couple $100 million and I got screwed out of it. Man, I'm never doing that again. No, that's how we get stuck. That relationship, he cheated. She was unfaithful. No, I'm never doing that again. That's how we get stuck. So the action already happened, but a way to condemn your whole life is to let that linger and keep you from making new decisions. If you're stuck, I would bet to say to look back and forgive and let it go and start fresh. Give like you've never hurt before. What's saying? Love like you, what's that? Dance like you never danced. Love like you, give like you've never given before. And if you got screwed over, that's okay. You got it out of the way. The percentage is the next one will be good. You know, when I was a kid, I was a young kid, and I wrote about this in my book, in Millionaire Success Habits. I was a kid. I was in a car with a gentleman named Alan Garino, about 10, 15 years older than me. He was super successful. He had a brand new Jag, an office in downtown New York City, and a big, big monster house in upstate New York. And we became friends, and I had an idea to do e-therapy. I wanted to do chat therapy online before anybody had ever done it. This is 20 years ago, maybe more. I tell him my idea. He said, I'll take you down to some venture capitalists. He puts me in his Jaguar. We're driving down the city. I'm in my early 20s. I work on cars every single day at the time. I'm a collision repair kid. I mean, a guy. That's what I did. I had dirty nails. I had to scrub them really hard to get down there. I had bigger dreams, but that's what I was doing at the time. I get in the car with him. He asked me what my biggest strengths were. I told him what I thought. And then he asked me what my biggest weakness is. And I said, my dad says, and it's probably true, I trust too many people. I give to people, and I've gotten screwed over a bunch of times. In fact, I saved up like $50,000 from all my hard work, and I invested it with a guy I trusted, and he took it all. And I said, so I got to not trust. He goes, really? That's your biggest weakness? He said, I thought that was your biggest strength. He goes, you're 20-something. You work on cars. You have a great idea. I'm taking you down to venture capitalists in the city, putting my reputation online. I'm taking you down there because I saw that in you. You gave to me before you even knew me. You helped me. I didn't even realize I helped him with his car, and I didn't even realize I did it. And he said, secondly, here's what I want you to measure. And I want to share with you what he told me. I want you to look back at your life. Because this is what he told me. He goes, someday you'll look back at your life. And I I'm going to call him this week and thank him. Someday you're going to look back at your life, and you're going to see all the people who screwed you over by giving first, by being all of you. And you can put that in a bucket. And then you're going to see all the things and people and partners and relationships where you gave all of you, where you trusted, where you gave first. And he said, that bucket of you getting screwed over will be this big compared to the success you'll have. Man, I think about that. He said it more eloquently. Maybe those are not exact words, but he basically said that to me. And when I look back, I've been screwed over terribly, terribly. Accountant robbed most all my money at the most vulnerable time in my life because I trusted. I had partners screw me over. I had all that happen. But then I think of the Joe Polishes and the Tony Robbins and the Richard Bransons and all the people, the Brendan Burchard and Brandon Lewis and all these people, Steve Thorne, all the people I could think about that I gave all of me in partnerships. And we've done a over $1 billion in sales. And I lost a couple hundred grand and people screwed me over. What if I let those little things that screwed me over, what if I said, no way, I'm not trusting. You trust people, they screw you. What if I held on to that? You wouldn't be understanding. You wouldn't be learning from me right now. We wouldn't be here together sharing. I'd be stuck in some hole, maybe still working on cars. So I want to share that with you today is who and what do you need to let go of? Who do you need to forgive? And how can you start giving again? Our true nature is to give. You know that, right? I believe with all of me, everybody's a good person. I believe everybody's good. I think people get altered. I think people get swayed. I think people, greed takes them over. But deep down, I even think the greedy people that are in prison right now for robbing from people, deep down, they're like, damn it, that's not who I'm supposed to be. So who can you forgive? All right. Another next one I wrote is over-deliver. Don't just deliver, over-deliver. That's how I feel about everything I do in my life. I don't want to just be like, oh, Dean did a good job. I want you to get off this thing and go, shit, Dean made me think. Remember this. I'm sharing a lot of stuff, and it's not in an exact format because I just want to share from my heart. So take what serves you, throw the rest away. Like when I say something today, it could have been forgiveness. And you're like, oh, I need to forgive. Or it could have been, oh, this is who I'm going to build reciprocity with. If it's one thing from today that changes the course of your life, even an inch today, but in 2 weeks it's a foot, and in a month it's a quarter of a mile, and in a year it's 5 miles this way, then I did my job. I over-delivered. I gave you something that's implementable, that works, that's proven for successful people. But think about that. How can you over-deliver in everything you do? How can you get done with a meeting? I get done with a meeting every time I do. I'm in my car. First thing I do is go and say, hey, especially if it was a great meeting, hey, man, thanks for meeting me. Hey, you know, if it wasn't a guy, whatever. It's just like, hey, I just want to say, what a great meeting today. Thanks for giving your heart. Thanks for sharing. I look forward to doing business together. That little thing is over-delivering. Or an email when I get home, or send flowers, or send chocolates, or send a thank you, or send some cool thing if you're a golfer, send some cool golf balls with their names on it. All those little things make the big difference. Be a person of your word. Yeah, we all know that too, right? I talk about that to my kids all the time. I just know this. I want people to say, no, I'm going to have a contract with Dean, but you don't need one. My last two partners, we don't have a business that we own together, but I call them partners. We've done probably over the last 15 years, maybe $800-900 million in sales together. You know what how long our contract is? It doesn't exist. Zero. No contract with both those guys. I want people to say, when you do business with Dean, he's a man of his word. Do I make mistakes? Hell yes. Do I go back and renegotiate? Yup, especially if it's not working. But I'm a man of my word, and I work on it, and I want to personally observe my own values. When something comes out of my mouth, I'm like, am I sticking to that? And I'll question myself. And if I promise too much, I'll say, you know what? I just said something. I don't know if I could stick to that. I'm going to give it my best effort, but I don't know if I could promise it. Like, I have this thing with my kids that I've never promised them anything since the day they were born that I didn't fulfill on. And I want to teach him that nature. I've screwed up as a kid. I made terrible mistakes. I lied in relationships. I mean, all those things that you learn, and I look back and I don't like that version of me. I want to be the man of my word. You could be the man or woman of your word. Think how powerful that is with being a parent, with being a child, with being a spouse, being in a partnership with people that you're doing business with, whether it's people you're buying houses, selling houses, or the company you're in. When people start saying, man, you do business with Jill, she is a woman of her word. What she says is what she does. Wouldn't you like to be known that? Wouldn't you like someday at your eulogy, your child or your grandchildren or someone, a friend, a relative is reading and said, you know what's so great about Diane? Is she was a woman of her word. What she said is what she did. How far does that go? And you know, we're talking about this today. It's like if someone just popped in right now, they'd be like, I thought this was the guy teaching you how to get rich. This is. And I'm talking rich, not just this, rich in your heart, rich in life, rich where you light up rooms, where you bring people around you up, not down, where money, wealth, abundance is brought to you, attracted to you. It manifests. These are the little things. Everybody's looking for the big one button to get rich. No, it's all these little things that you can shift. Remember, you can watch this video a whole bunch of times. Just take what serves you, implement them in your life, and listen, prove me wrong. Go out and try some of this stuff. Go forgive someone today you should have forgiven a long time ago. Go do something for someone that doesn't know. Do what I'm sharing today. and come back here in a month and tell me if I'm full of shit, for lack of a better word. Go, Dean, I tried that. Doesn't work. Won't happen. It won't happen. You'll come back and go, oh my God, I forgave so-and-so, and my heart burst open. I know people, I've watched, I could cry right now because I'm thinking of, I had with my stepdad, getting him to forgive. I've watched people, when I've shared about forgiveness, literally go in the other room and make a call to their mom, to an ex-husband, an ex-wife, and come back in bawling because 3 years, 5 years, 20 years of anger was built up and they let it out. And they're a different person in the moment. Tony says, I love it, Tony Robbins, change happens in an instant. It can happen in an instant. So try these things and come back and let me know if I'm full of crap or not. Okay, here's another one. This one goes with networking, relationships. I want to talk about networking for a second, and then I'll talk about negotiating. I'm the worst networker in the entire world. I am. Worst networker in this fashion. I don't own business cards. I never had. I don't like talking about what I do, and I get nervous around crowds. You would not believe, you probably won't believe this, but I'm an introvert. I love talking to cameras. I love being on stage, 10, 15, 30,000 people. I will light it up. If you ever watch me on person, you ever watch me on stage, man, I love it. But get me off stage and put me in the cocktail reception hour with a bunch of strange people, you know, not strange people, strangers, new people, I should say, and I have to force myself to say, hey, nice to meet you. Oh, yeah, we can do business. I have to force myself. Even if I'm in a room with billionaires and presidents of the United States, I'm like, ah, Joe, my buddy Joe Polish, you go talk to them. I'm okay. And he's always like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, ah, man, I feel weird walking up. And it's like, they're here to see you. Like, whatever. I'm not good at networking, even though I've watched amazing networkers. But here's how I get away with that. I can network and I meet people and I build instant rapport by doing a couple things. First is I listen. I use my ears, not my mouth. When I meet people, I'll ask some questions or I'll listen. And if they start asking about me, I will literally flop it. I'll say a quick answer. I'm like, no, yeah, I have two children. What about you? Oh, I have two children. It's like my son's in football. I might say, oh, mine too. What position does he play? And then I'll go on and on and on and on. I use my ears, and when I get done, here's what I know. People never remember your name. They don't remember what you do. But people surely remember how you make them feel. And when you make someone feel important, you don't have to be the outgoing, sometimes arrogant or cocky, oh, this is me, that's what I do. People will connect to you when they feel understood, when you listen to them. So in negotiating, I'll talk more about negotiating in a moment, negotiating, in networking, your biggest asset are these and a couple questions. And you watch the rapport connect. You watch two people talk for an hour and they get done like, yeah, yeah. And come over and talk to me or talk to you and you'll ask a couple questions and listen. And immediately they're like, oh my God, it's great to talk to somebody like you. This networking, all these people, right? It's that simple. It's that simple, but most people don't get it. Okay, another one. I wrote about this in one of my first courses. It was called Think a Little Different. To a real estate fortune. I created that, oh my God, so many years ago. And I had a section there called Magic Buttons. When I used to, and this is, think of negotiating. In negotiating, I used to use these again. And if you listen to people, they will tell you what I used to call magic buttons. So you know what to push. People like to go into negotiation and say, here, this is what I have. This is what I want to do. I'll pay you X for the house because it's got this. Or I'll pay you, let's do this deal and this is how we'll merge together. And people, they rehearse it. They do PowerPoints. Michelle, I'm going to try not to look over here because I'll get emotional. Michelle, I know you're getting emotional. I get it. Believe me, I was ready to cry just a minute ago thinking about something. But anyway, back to negotiating. People will get prepped. They'll do a PowerPoint slide for an office presentation. They'll think about it 200 times what to say to their boss to get the raise. They'll think about it 200 times for somebody to lend them money or partner with them on deals or a new business. But they won't spend the time understanding how the other person feels. We spend all this time on our own thoughts, on our own goals, on our own emotions that we don't, in my next line, we don't look through the other person's glasses. We're so immersed in ourselves that people understand us, but do we understand them? Or do we even let them talk? Or when they're talking, are we listening? Or are we just waiting for them to shut up so we can jump back in with our agenda? You want to change negotiation. You want to win every time. Close your mouth and listen for magic buttons. What are magic buttons to me is I listen to what people are fearful of. People make decisions for two reasons, pain and pleasure. When you ask the right questions, when you listen, people will tell you what they're afraid of and they'll tell you their goals. They'll tell you the pain and the pleasure. That's their magic buttons. If you can find a way to relieve their pain and to push them towards what would be pleasure for them while still working for you, you win. You don't win sometimes. You win every time. Listen for magic buttons. I used to negotiate. I don't know how this came about. I did this in my 20s. I would listen and listen, and I'd hear the one thing, and I'd say, oh. You know, there's a great story, and maybe you've heard this before if you've gotten some of my courses. Mary Lopresti, one of the first deals I've ever had. Mrs. Lopresti was a great Italian lady. Her husband, Joe Lopresti, had passed away a few years prior. And when he passed away, she owned a three-family house, one of the first houses I ever bought. And everybody said, ah, oh, Mary Lopresti, she wants $250,000 for that. She wants $250,000 for that house. It's only worth $230,000. She's crazy. She won't budge on her price. Won't budge on her price. Mary's crazy. Mary's crazy. Sweetest old lady. Everybody said, ah, she's crazy. Can't get it. So I went and saw Mary Lopresti, and I wanted to talk to her about her property. And she had so many people approach her. But here's what I found out. I went, and I just listened, and I let her talk. And I said, you know, I'd love to know about the property. That's all I remember saying. I was a kid. I mean, early 20s. And she was lonely. Her husband had passed away, and she loved to cook, and she was an amazing cook. And she told me over about an hour story of me just using these. What she said were the magic buttons that I saw were when her husband passed away, he said, sell the house, but don't sell it for a dime less than $250,000. She was abiding by her dead husband's word. That's why she had that price. He said, get the money, move to Florida, get a small place where there's no overhead, where you can just enjoy the rest of your life. I listened to everything, and I genuinely listened, but I heard those two magic buttons. Now here's what I needed. I wanted to fulfill her wishes, but I didn't have any money back then. This was when I first got into real estate. So I said to Mary, okay, so I get done with that, and I'm going to tell the story right. She invites me back to Sunday dinner, Sunday pasta. Oh, thank God I went. Talk about homemade pasta, like a big spread, meatballs and soppressata and prosciutto, and I mean just everything, just the epitome of the most perfect Italian meal with homemade pasta, a little al dente. I mean, just awesome. And we're eating, and I said, Mary, I called her Mrs. Lopresti, Miss Lopresti. I said, I'd like to give you what you and your husband want. I'd like to give you $250,000 for your house. And her eyes lit up. And I'd like to make it so you can get down to Florida and you can live without worrying about this three-family house that drives you nuts. And she was almost in tears. I said, but I need something. I don't have any money, but I'm a workaholic. I have a work ethic like no one you've ever seen. I'm a man of my word. You can ask these three people I've done business with. I'll never let you down. So here's what I'd like. I'd like to give you $250,000. I'd like to buy this house from you, but here's what I want. I'd love to know how much you need each month. How much do you need to move? And how much would you need each month? Because I would like to buy this from you on contract or a lease option, basically, but it's on contract. I said, I don't have any money to put down, but I can give you enough every month for 3 years for you to move to Florida and live there. And by 3 years from now, I'll be able to get a bank loan and pay you off. But I don't want to pay any interest, and I can put no money down. She came over and hugged me. She goes, you're going to give me $250,000 and I get to move to Florida with her Italian accent. And I get to move to Florida, and she's hugging me and kissing me because I gave her what she wanted. I heard her magic buttons. That was one of my first deals. Zero money down, zero closing costs, zero interest. I paid her $2,500 a month for 3 years. The apartments covered the $2,500 plus some. I remodeled one at a time. I refinanced it, pulled the money out, paid her off in about 2.5 years. She was happy as heck, and I had a house that was now worth $350,000, whatever it was, generating me profits every single month. How did I do that? Was I a magician? The smartest guys in my town that knew real estate came in there and told her, it's worth $220, it's worth this, it's worth that. Because I listened. I used her magic buttons. And I didn't rip her off. I wasn't being sneaky. I found out what she wanted. I delivered it and she gave it to me. And that's the art of negotiating. While we're talking about negotiating, I want to talk about contracts really quick. When you're going through a contract and say you're starting a new business, you're doing a deal, and maybe this doesn't affect you, but if ever did, think about it in any area of your life. What happens is people say there's 20 bullet points and you get to number three and you don't like it. I don't like number three. Number three, I'm not taking 10% for my business. No way. That's the worst way to do it because you're looking for something before you've given something. So if you get to number three and it's really off, say, you know what, number three, let's get back to number three. Let's get back to number three. Let's go to number four. Find the ones that you would say absolutely yes to, but don't be too quick to give it. So number four is we're going to make this deal happen in 30 days. Even though your 30 days is perfect, you don't go, 30 days is perfect. Let's go to number five. No, say 30 days. I was thinking we could do it in 15, but you know what? Let's do 30. I think that's fair. Use the word fair. So number four. Then number five. That's an easy one. Say number five. I was thinking, no, but you were fair on that one. Let's give number five. Let's give that one to you too. And you go through all the easy ones. Think about it. Don't jump too quick. Tell them it's fair or her it's fair. And then go say, you know what? We've got all those. We're so darn close. Let's go to number three. Do you think the 10% is fair? And let them talk or let her talk. Say, you know, I was thinking 15% would be more of the equity share because of this, 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 and this. I think 15's fair. You watch how you'll win every single time. In fact, these strategies are so good, I will ask you to stay ethical and don't use these for bad. Literally, don't use these for bad. Okay, evaluate both sides. I think wisdom comes from exploring the opposite of your own beliefs. I think ignorance is bred by simple black and white answers. So that's my opinion. You might agree or disagree, and that's okay. But I think we grow, our wisdom grows, our life grows, our income grows when we look at the other side. You're arguing somebody's hardcore Republican, you're hardcore Democrat. You could just say black and white, if it's not this way, it's stupid. Or you could peek across the aisle and understand it. Doesn't mean you're ever going to switch. Doesn't mean that that's what your new belief will be. But when you understand it, when you put someone else's glasses on, when you look through their eyes, you feel their pain, you understand their history, why they believe that way, what happened in their life to get to that point, you start creating empathy. And you could say, you know what? I see how you look at it through those glasses and watch how the rapport builds and watch how easy it is to come to. If we did this with religious beliefs around the world, there'd be no fighting and tyranny and deaths and murder. If we just look across the aisle a little bit, we try to understand. It doesn't mean we're changing who we are, but when you can look and understand with other people, the glasses they're looking through, life gets easier. Relationships bond. Wisdom grows. Stress goes away. So I wanted to chat about this today because I think this is a great time. We're heading towards December. We're heading towards the beginning of the year. Can you believe that? What are we, 6 weeks away from the end of the year? So this is the time to start prepping for the new year, not just a couple New Year's resolutions you throw out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on New Year's Day. This is the time when you start amping up and ramping up. So this is the time for forgiveness. This is the time to start networking. This is the time to start doing reciprocity with those that you could serve each other. This is the time to start feeling what it's like to have a group dynamic. Think about the group dynamic. Right now, there's about 400 people online right now. And thousands will watch this who are in the group. But live, there's about 400. How does it feel right now? And tell me, if you could, reply this. How does it feel to be in a group with 400 people that think like you do, who have a bigger future, who want to gain the wisdom, who want to gain the knowledge, who know there's another level, to know that it's not the worst time, it's the best time, that you don't have to be smarter, you don't have to be richer, you don't have to be cuter, you don't have to be thinner. You are perfect the way you are, and there's another level waiting for you. And through gaining other people's capabilities, through gaining other people's knowledge who have been there and done it, you can reach that next level of life. How does it feel to be in a group of people just like you? That's group dynamics. That's what it feels like because you don't feel alone. You don't feel like a dreamer like some people in your life tell you are. You don't feel like enough is enough. You should be satisfied with your life. Things are okay the way they are. Screw that. There's always another level. No matter where you are, there's where you need to go. There is that next level. And whether that's more money or more love or more joy or more freedom, more control in your life, more happiness, there's more. And when people say you should be satisfied, for what? To live an okay life so when you're 90 or 95 on your deathbed, you look back and say, my life was okay. Screw okay. You want to be like the orange where you squeeze every bit of juice out of it. There's nothing left. When I'm 90, I want to be a shriveled up raisin and close my eyes with a smile and go, I squeezed every inch of life out of this. I didn't leave anything on the table. I played full out. Maybe I didn't play full out until I was older, but one day I made the decision and decided no more. This is my time and this is your time. Why not make today the day you start shifting? Why not make today you make different decisions? Forgive people, build the relationships, build reciprocity, start networking, and use this momentum to carry you into 2018 and making it the best year of your life. Whether you're 20, 40, 60, 80, or 100, there's always a time to make a difference. Guys, this has been so amazing. I appreciate you guys and all the great comments. Fantastic. It's great. I love it. I like it. Powerful. It's wonderful. I love all the comments. Okay, let's take a little bit. Amazing. Something. Love you, Dean. On deal 19, Tony. Love you, dude. On deal 19. Love to hear that, man. To the first three people that will reply, you know, I'll donate a small amount of charity and choice in weeks. Oh, Kurt, you're amazing, dude. Okay, right now, give me some questions. We got a few minutes. I usually go about 45 minutes and then take questions for 15, but I was on a roll. I was feeling it. I hope you could tell I was living that and it came from my heart. So if you have any questions, guys, we had so many questions come in. If you left one before, it's so far up, I can't find it. We got hundreds and hundreds of questions. So let me know the questions that come in. And while I'm talking about that, I took a couple notes back here. Yeah, that's what I was talking about, negotiating. Yeah, negotiating is a really, this is what I want to tell you. This is what I was thinking about. In the back office here, I had Tanner, who's my nephew and runs all the back offices and stuff. Great dude. He might be watching right now. What's up, Tan Man? If you're there, say hi. Let me know if you're watching me. It's kind of creepy if you are. No, I'm kidding. We started a Facebook group just for our live monthly training people. Right? So here's the thing. We're going to start delivering more stuff throughout the month to you guys. But also, why don't you all communicate and inspire each other in their own little group of just you guys, the group dynamics. So Tanner, if you're here, if not, I know in the back office, and we'll make sure we send you an email too, a reminder, click and go to the Facebook group, right? Where every single person can go in there. You log in, but the only people allowed in are those of you in this group that are getting this training, that have access to the back office. So you guys all think alike. You do the same things and you guys can go communicate, inspire each other, share quotes in there. I'll get in there as much as I can. I have to be honest with you. The last couple of months, I have so many different groups. Some are in my 100K, my 25K group, my Deal Lab group, the Better Life, which is a great one. You should all take the Better Life Challenge if you haven't. TheBetterLife.com. All of you should take that challenge. It's free. It's amazing. But I have all these groups and sometimes I'm in all of them all the time. And sometimes I just pop in and do some quick quotes. I do the best I can, but you guys can support each other. You guys can be in there sharing what's going on in your life, any breakthroughs you have. That's group dynamics. When you're feeling a little down, you should be able to go to the group and say, hey, everybody, having a tough day. And everybody support you because when it's their turn, you could support them. Only 84 next year, not yet 100. Only 84 next year. Okay, nothing in the world as good as being a group where people understand. That's right, Gail. How you doing, Gail? Liberio, appreciate it, man. You're always awesome. Rod, you're welcome, dude. Stephanie, Christy, Lindad, maybe it's Lindad, or maybe it's Lindad. Sylvia, Rob, Lulu, Deborah, thank you for all the great comments. I appreciate it. This is my first time listening live. Dean, Kurt, it's a pleasure to have you here. And anybody who's first, let me know if this is your first time. Let us know if this is your first time and what you think. Uplifting, thank you, Sylvia. Sylvian, thank you for saying awesome, uplifting. Hey, Kurt, that's so generous. Thank you, Kurt, that was awesome. Loving it, appreciate it, Irene. Okay, guys, that's it. We've got our hour in. Now, here's the thing. If you're new, if you haven't gone through all the previous trainings, carve out one a week, right? If you haven't gone through them, don't try to do them all in a day. Go through one a week and go through persuasion and stop suffering and stop stressing and marketing and sales. We have so many great diverse trainings in here. And here's the cool part. Go in the group as well, in the Facebook group, and Tell me what topics you'd like to cover. I have a list of topics for the whole year. They're going to blow your mind. But if there's something where a lot of you want it, I have the assets. I have the research. I will deliver it for you guys. Let's see. David, can you get the list we covered today? Yeah, I could have our team type that up and put it in the back office. I will do that. Let's see. Any advice for a rookie like me just getting started? Ken, it said, any advice for a rookie like you getting started? You couldn't be in a better spot. And I'm not saying that because you're here and a part of this group, but it's true. This is the stuff everybody misses. Everybody wants the magic money machine, and no one takes the time to understand the foundation of success. Wealthy people know that. Successful people know that. Everybody else just kind of dabbles in it. You're here. You're in the right spot. Just keep learning. Go through all the trainings that are in the back office here that you have access to, and it'll be the foundation for whatever you plug in. Can you do the Better Life Challenge more than once? Yes, you can, David. Go do it again, man. It's freaking awesome. We have people in there doing it 3, 4, 5 times. Let's see. Blessings, Dean. Thank you so much for giving. Thank you so much. Right back at you. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, you're amazing. All right, guys. Dean, I got very strong this thing. Parents. Kurt. Amazing. Okay, guys. That was a fun time, wasn't it? I appreciate you all. Get to the Facebook group. Light it up today. Here's what you do. Go to the Facebook. If you're watching this live, go right now and light it up. Say hi to each other. Start getting it going. If you're watching as a replay, go into the back office where the Facebook group is and light it up. Start posting in there. Get it going. That's how momentum happens. That's how you get to help each other. And I'll do my best to be in there daily. Guys, I appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful month. I will rock your world next month. I promise you. But if you have a topic, put it in the Facebook group and I'll consider it. All right, guys. See you soon.